Now, like I said, I'm a big fan of technology. Obviously, I use technology every day. I'm a scientist. And there's this tendency to say that it's progress, that, you know, I'm not suggesting we're going to all go live by candlelight. And indeed, technology is allowing us to access the sky in ways that are impossible otherwise. Now, one of the greatest examples of this is, of course, the Hubble Space Telescope. The Hubble went up into space, it returns pictures daily, and it allows us to see things that we are incapable of seeing with our naked eye in ways that we've never been able to do before in all of human history. Now, other examples of this would be planetarium shows. In the past couple of years, planetarium shows have become more high-tech with these great visualizations, and even though this isn't access directly to the sky, it's at least access to our knowledge about the sky. And indeed, we can experience the sky in a planetarium in a way that is impossible for us to do just sitting out and looking in the dark. Now, all of you have probably heard of the Hubble Space Telescope and of planetariums, but there's also ways for technology to enable participation in people's experience of the sky that you may not be familiar with, and these are called citizen science projects. Citizen science is when large research projects put their data online, teach ordinary people, like you, to go and interact with that data and actually contribute to the research by making interesting or necessary characterizations about it.